The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 253, Totally Trad Irish Music. April Fools, today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world. We don't travel on big tour buses and see everything, instead we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, I bring you some great Celtic music by me and other Celtic artists. You can help us decide where to go in 2017. Subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic geek musician and your podcast host, and that was Rattle the Boards with Jimmy's Jig and Jig Gunninum from their album, The Parish Platform. Now, tomorrow is April 1st, April Fool's Day here in the States. I'm not sure about the rest of the world, but it's a great cause for comedy and fun. And thus, I decided to start the show off with some traditional music, and then I break into the comedy. So we're going to jump straight into it with Sloan Wolf. This is Looking Ahead. We'll be right back.
tonight. Hungover in the morning, the water's alight. Our pure and freely flowing, the beer both dark and light. Is cold, the head is foaming, we're Irish tonight. Hungover in the morning. Well, David, there is a New York Jew and he plays the guitar well. Gordy on the mic, that bass from Norway, cold as hell. But here they are singing rebel tunes and drinking with the rest. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The water's alight, our pure and freely flowing. The beer both dark and light, is cold, the head is foaming. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. Papist broad from northern Italy. Daddy was an Irish Jew, don't ask how that can be. They sold me to a Scottish clan way down in Arizona. I guess that's why I drink for free, the wake up all alone. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The water's alight, our pure and freely blowing. Dark and light, is cold, the head is foaming. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. Branches of your family tree. Don't reach across the ocean to that emerald in the sea. To them, call us posers, we'll calmly raise a glass. Stand shoulder to shoulder, we're Irish, kiss my way. Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The water's alive, our beer and freely flowing. The beer both dark and light. It's cold, the head is foaming. We're Irish, and I hate hungover in the morning.
With my doctor proved my health was surely fine. I'm as fit as a fiddle, like a girl of 29. But one thing that he said to me, it bothered me right so. I need to drink more water, pay the bill, and I can go. I've always thought that H2O is grossly overrated. I've got a better way than that to stay hydrated. I think that water's not as good as it's billed. Water has bacteria, but whiskey is distilled. I've got to put more liquids in my diet.
It's my doctor's orders, don't you know?
When there's not a better time than I to try it. So to the local pub, it's time to go. Make me a cocktail with meat and beer and ale. Another one with whiskey to keep me from being pale. I would sure appreciate a picture of a gene. Then turn the whole thing off with a shot of Irish cream. One, two, three, hey! I've got to put more liquids in my diet.
It's my doctor's orders, don't you know?
All the patrons in the bar, they stop dead in their tracks. I've heard someone whisper in her head, there must be cracks. I looked them in the eye and said, this isn't what you think. Cause I got doctor's orders to have a lot to drink. I've got to put more liquids in my diet.
It's my doctor's orders, don't you know?
When there's not a better time than now to try it. to the local pub, it's time to go. Make me a cocktail with meat and beer and ale, another one with whiskey to keep me from being pale. I would sure appreciate a pitcher of poutine, then top the whole thing off with a shot of Irish cream. One, two, three, hey! I've got to put more liquids in my diet.
It's my doctor's orders, don't you know?
Drink the more I like my doctor's prescription. I find it very healing, it improves my disposition. Let's go to happy hour when they serve two in one, 'cause I've got doctor's orders to drink and have some fun. I've got to put more liquids in my diet.
It's my doctor's orders, don't you know?
Well, there's not a better time than now to try it. So to the local pub, it's time to go. And to the local pub, it's time to go.
Billy famous. Chicago's got a lonely wind that blows. Out in California they're making movies, and all the girls are taking off their clothes. Manhattan is an island that won't sleep, and Atlanta's just a memory in my mind. But often I find myself in Pennsylvania, where drinking beer is a productive waste of time. And Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and that's a fact. And every time I leave, I'm sure I won't be welcome back. Well, I rave and rant and I lose my pants, and it always ends the same. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and then it rains. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and then it rains. Seattle is rather fond of flannel. Rice-a-roni is the San Francisco treat. Las Vegas is full of drugs and hookers, but Las Vegas is too far away for me. Philadelphia is full of jerks and a-holes. Florida's where they all will move to die. But I'll be getting drunk for $7 in a classy little joint on the South Side. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and that's a fact. And every time I leave, I'm sure I won't be welcome back. Well, I rave and rant and I lose my pants, and it always ends the same. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and then it rains. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and then it rains. That's a fact. And every time I leave, I'm sure I won't be welcome back. Well, I rave and rant and I lose my pants, and it always ends the same. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and then it rains. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and then it rains. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and then it rains. Pittsburgh makes me drunk, and then it rains.
Is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, me father was an Ulster man, proud Protestant was he. Me mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day when I was born and things got rather tough. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by car to be made a little orange man, me father shining star. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to me father I was William, while me mother called me Pat. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. With mother every Sunday to mass I'd proudly stroll, And then after that, the Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For both sides tried to claim me, but I was smart because I'd play the flute, I'd play the harp, depending where I was. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Now when I'd sing those rebel songs, much to me mother's joy, me father would jump up and say, "Look here, would you, me boy? That's quite enough of that lad." He'd then toss me a coin, and he'd have me sing the orange flute to the heroes of the Boyne. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. One day me ma's relations came round to visit me, just as me father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight. And me being strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Me parents never could agree about me type of school. Me learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool. They've both passed on, God rest them, but they left me caught between that awful color problem of the orange and the green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green.
After Sloan Wolf was Sligo Rags with We're Irish Tonight, Hungover in the Morning from Roll Me Down the Mountains. Then came Trinity River Wailers with Doctor's Orders from Both Barrels. Pittsburgh Makes Me Drunk by Keen from Rave, Rant, and Lose Pants. And finally, Robbie Nagy and Bards with The Orange and the Green from the Holy Grail of Irish Drinking Songs. Celtic Music News. What is Dillisk? You can find the answer to that on The Celt Father. I interviewed Patrick Maloney on top of the Cliffs of Sleeve League in Donegal, Ireland last summer, and I finally shared the interview in this week's podcast. You can find it at KeltFather.com. Now, I still need your votes of all time for the best Irish and Celtic music podcast episodes. Your votes will help me decide which episodes to share with newbies of the podcast. Follow the link in the show notes to go cast your vote. And while you're there, don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20. What is your favorite song or tune in this episode of the podcast? Your votes will help me create a Best of 2016 episode next year. And you can get your very own 2016 Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirt through our Celtic Music store. Follow the link in the show notes, or better yet, follow the link in the Celtic Music magazine when you subscribe, and you'll save 10%. And if you already have a shirt, take a picture and send it in. I want to see it. If you want more Celtic news, head on over to our Facebook page. Each Thursday, I share Celtic music news from bands in the latest show via Facebook Live. The show goes on around 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you missed the live stream, fear not, the video will be saved to the Facebook page. And if you are a band, you can post your news in that same feed. And I'd love to read that and share that as well. Go to facebook.com/Celtic Podcast to subscribe. Now, coming up, we have Emerald Rose with a hilarious Welsh folk story put into song. But first, The Night Pat Murphy Died by Whirlyjig from Thingamajig.
That's how they show the respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Everything in the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died.
Oh, oh, the night Pat Murphy died was a night I'll never forget. Everyone got roaring drunk, some are not sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around and everyone feeling gay, till the lady came with the bagpipes and music for to play. Oh, and Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief. Bob Kelly and his friends, those dirty Robin thieves, they crept into the ante room and a bottle of whiskey stole. And they placed that bottle on the corpse, keep that liquor cold. Oh, and that's how they show their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Everything in the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died.
Well, at 3 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scamp
He wrote upon the coffin lid, "Herein lies a tramp." They stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after three, well, they told her it was nine. Oh, and everyone got merry, they didn't care for prayer. So Mrs. Murphy said she'd wait till the whole damn gang was there. Now of all the sights I'd ever seen, that caused me to shiver with fear. They took the ice right off the corpse and they placed it on the beer. Oh, and that's how they show their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the wake house went the night that Murphy died. Oh, well, now everything was doing fine. There was no ill at all. Phil Finnegan told Flanagan, "Why, you got an awful call. I thought that just might start a row, and sure enough it did. And Callahan, he carved his name upon the coffin lid. Oh, and then the fight got fierce and strong, and everyone joined in. And someone knocked the whiskers off poor old Darby Flynn. Now Dirty Andy Burke was there, and what do you think he'd done? Well, he placed that corpse upon its head in the corner just for fun. Oh, and that's how they show their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died. Well, now someone hollered for the cops and they busted down the door. They jumped upon old Paddy's back and they knocked him to the floor. They wrapped him twice behind the ears and once upon the head. And when they got up off his back, well, they found out he was dead. Oh, then Mrs. Murphy started in and battled with those cops. She beat them, every one of them, and chased them several blocks. What a lovely time was had by all 18 and corpse were tried. For breaking out a riot on the night Pat Murphy died. Oh, and that's how they show their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame and they winked at one another. Now everything in the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died. Well, at 8 o'clock in the morning the funeral left the house. Everyone but Mrs. Murphy, ha! They were all out soused. They stopped on the way to the churchyard at the old Red Door Saloon. They went in there at 9 o'clock, but they didn't come out till noon. Oh, and someone asked Milligan if anyone had died. Hello, he said, "I'm not quite sure, I just came for the ride." They finally got to the graveyard, all in a very straight line. But when they got to the grave, they found they left old Pat behind. Oh, and that's how they show their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. Now everything in the wake house went the night Pat Murphy died.
All right, let me present to you once again the insanity, which is the chicken raid of Cymru.
How, how, how!
Well, Gwydion got the pigs, but I went after chickens. Went down to Divot to do some butt-kicking. Good old boy Prideri, he met me at the door, said, "You looking just as sneaky as you did that time before, buddy." That's right. Call yourself a magician.
How?
You just a common cattle rustler. So I said, "I'm after chickens," and the man looks dismayed, says, "I can't just give them to you. You know, we got a trade." I had to give him something. I knew it for a fact, so I turned a bunch of mushrooms in a big old Cadillac. It was a chicken raid. The chicken raid of Cymru. We ain't gonna plead, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your big golden eggs.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's right.
That's some classic Cadillacs, too. You know, pink with that mushroom-colored leather interior. Big Celtic fuzzy dice, you know, hanging down. Good transportation there. So the magic wears off and they're all driving spores. Now Prideri comes in and says, "Boys, this means war." Pretty soon we got the whole army on our tails and we're chasing chickens over hills and dales. Uh-oh. You can't herd these things like sheep, boys. Need to get us some chicken dogs. So we're chasing our chickens across this little stream when from behind us we hear this blood-curdling scream. Turn around to see a bunch of Celtic lads and they're all painted blue and they're looking real mad. It was a chicken raid. You got it. A chicken raid, a come raid. We ain't gonna bleed, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your big golden eggs. Mm-hmm. Might be in a bit of trouble now, boys. That's okay. We're Celts, we can improvise, right? Right? Yeah. So we each grab a chicken and we turn to attack with our feared battle cry of "Begone!" Lucky for us, the reinforcements come and we fight a big war, which we finally won. Now, being as how you might never have heard this before, you might wonder, just exactly how do you go about winning a war against a superior armament opponent when all you got is chickens? Well, of course, I gotta tell you. Luckily, this is all in the history books if you just know where to look. So you just imagine yourself, you're standing out there on this battlefield, somewhere in Wales, and or somewhere in Texas, or somewhere in between, and all you got to your whole name is a team. And a chicken. And you got a big old opponent coming down, swinging a big old sword. Are you afraid? No, you're not afraid. Because you don't have an ordinary kind of Tyson Foods variety supermarket fall apart when you shake it kind of chicken now, do you? No. This ain't no shake and bake chicken here. Uh-uh. We're talking a Celtic warrior chicken. You got at your command, all right? This thing's got some drumsticks, okay? So you got your little itsy-bitsy little wooden shield here, and you got your chicken behind your back, and you're holding it by its hind legs. Actually, you're holding it by its only legs. And you're swinging it in a circle. Whoop! Bawk! 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 And your opponent takes a mighty swing. And he swings, and you block it with your shield, and it goes thunk! And you yank your shield arm back and rip his sword away from his trembling, nerveless fingers. And meanwhile, you're still swinging your chicken. Bawk! 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 And now, you just give him a big old Welsh grin. Showing all of your remaining teeth. And then you swing this thing, this old chicken, back behind your back and up over your head and down into his terrified face. And you say, "Hey, buddies, look what I just did. You try that, too." And that's how you win the war, okay? Okay, now let's see. Where were we? I think I digressed, didn't I? Yeah. So we go back to the king, but he wasn't real pleased. Seems his favorite maiden had a social disease. We're trying to blame the rooster, but he was not amused. He turned us into June bugs and set them chickens loose. It was a chicken raid.
Uh-oh.
A chicken raid, a come raid. We ain't gonna plead.
We ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your pink golden eggs. It was a chicken raid. Sure was. The chicken raid of coverage. We ain't gonna bleed. We ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your pink golden eggs.
After Whirly Jig was Emerald Rose with the Chicken Raid of Cymru from Rants and Rambles. I love that song. It is an amusing song. I want your feedback. Call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can email a written comment to music@KelticMusicPodcast.com along with a picture of what you're doing while listening to this podcast or from one of your trips to one of the Celtic nations.
Hello, Mark. Hey, this is Steve from Cookeville, Tennessee, and I'm currently on the road plowing up 431 in Alabama and, of course, listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And wanted to express my gratitude for bringing Irish and Celtic music into my life and want you to keep up the good work, and I hope to see you down the road. Cilantro.
Seattle WF wrote on iTunes, love the podcast, great music and awesome host. Thank you from this Irish American. Budget Rogers wrote, I love this show because Mark gets straight to the music and the music is always what I wanted to hear that day. Trevor Tusk wrote, I've been listening for over a decade and not only have I not gotten tired of it, but I still look forward to every episode. Mark Gunn is probably the hardest working podcaster on the planet. Chris 100 million wrote, great way to listen to classic Celtic music and check out new Celtic bands. Jean Ray shared a picture from her daughter, Shannon, of Galway, decked out for St. Patrick's Day. Donald Henderson shared a picture of him putting together a presentation about his Highland games while listening to the podcast. Mark Clark shared a picture of walking around Visalia, California, while listening to episode 246. Thanks for all the great music over the years, he writes. And finally, Catherine Lesko emailed, Mark, I only discovered it a year ago, but I've been listening faithfully ever since. This year has been a turning point in my life, and hearing you talk about the importance of travel and hearing your music every week inspired me to apply for medical school in Ireland. And now I will be moving to Cork to study medicine for the next 4 years, so thank you for everything you do and keep doing it. Congrats, Catherine. That's truly awesome, and you're very welcome. That's what I'm here for. Inspiration, and especially for travel. I do, like I've said many times, I think travel is super important. There's that quote that I used last year from Mark Twain about how important it is. But all in all, I'm just get love traveling, and it's inspiring. It's inspiring, and it brings your life together, and it just makes everything better. If you haven't been traveling, even if it's just, you know, locally, just go somewhere, get out of the house, go see something new and break up your routine. And that's a big part of it. You break up your routine and things have a way of getting better. And especially if you're in a rut, it's a good way to do it. All right, let's get back to the music. Stout Pounders with the Mermaid from Three Drink Minimum. Here you go.
Sail. We were not far from the land when our captain spied a lovely mermaid, the comb and a glass in her hand. And the ocean waves they roll, and the stormy winds they blow, and we poor sailors go skipping to the top. The landlubbers lie down below, below, below. The landlubbers lie down below. And up spoke the captain of our gallant ship, and a well-spoken man was he. I have myself a wife in Salem town, tonight a widow she will be. And the ocean waves they roll, and the stormy winds they blow, while we poor sailors go skipping below. And up spoke the cook of our gallant ship, and a randy old bugger was he. I care much more for me kettles and me pots than I did for the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves they roll, and the stormy winds they blow. How we poor sailors go skipping to the top. The land lovers lie down below, below, below. The land lovers lie down below. And up spoke the cabin boy of our gallant ship, and a fine young cabin boy was he. I don't have a sweetheart, sail 'em down, so no one will be weeping for me. And the ocean waves they roll, and the stormy winds they blow. And we poor sailors go skipping to the top. The land lovers lie down below, below, below. The land lovers lie down below.
In the street, a gentle Irishman, mighty high. He had a broke both rich and sweet, and to rise in the morning he carried a hod. You see, he'd a son of a tippler's way, with a love for the liquor poor Tim was born. To help him on his way each day, he'd a drop of the hither every morn.
Like for the Donna, that's to your partner round the floor, your trotter shake. Bend an ear to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
One morning Tim got rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. Fell from a ladder and he broke his skull, and they carried him home, his corpse to weigh. Rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed, a bottle of whiskey at his feet,
and a barrel of water at his head.
Whack a little, now dance to your partner round the fur. You'll try to shake, bend an ear to the truth. They tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
Strokes and pulled at the wake, and Widow Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought the day and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and whiskey punch. Billy O'Brien began to cry. Such a nice clean cook did you ever see? Tim, my darling, why did you die? Well, you hold check up, cried Paddy McGee.
What for the donor, that's your partner on the floor. You'll try to shake, bend an ear to the truth. They tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
And Maggie O'Connor took up the job. Oh, Billy, she says you're wrong, I'm sure. Billy gave her a belt on the gob and sent her sprawling on the floor. Then a word it soon engaged. 'Twas woman, a woman, and man, and man. Shillelagh was all the rage, and a row and a ruction soon began.
Whack for the dawn, now then see a partner on the floor. You're trying to shake, bend an ear to the truth. They tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
Mickey Maloney ducked his head when a noggin of whiskey flew at him. And landed on the bed, and the liquor scattered all over Tim. Tim, if I see how he rises, Tim Finnegan jumping from the bed, says, well, your whiskey around like blazes. Father Jesus, do you think I'm dead?
Right with the dollar, that's the partner on the floor.
Do you think I'm dead?
Around the old kitchen table, where maritime boys were strong and we're able, where case is 24 and the court is a blessing, till the wee hours of the morning the songs we'll be singing.
Don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar. Don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar.
As an atom was full, Troy was pissed as a newt. Uncle Mark staggered in, still missing a boot. My brother John sat down before he fell over, and we sang to the barmaid, send another round over.
Don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar. But don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar.
There's Nellie Malone out drinking alone. She's singing along to a maritime song. I bought her a drink and she sent me away. If she plays her cards right, I just might take her home.
Don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar. No, don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar.
Around the old kitchen table, where maritime boys were strong and we're able, where case is 24 and a quart is a blessing, till the wee hours of the morning the songs we'll be singing.
Don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar. Well, don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar. Don't park the car far from the bar, she said. Don't park the car far from the bar. But don't park the car far from the bar, she said.
Henry, me son, where have you been all day, my beloved one?
After Stout Pounders was Battle Legs with Whiskey Johnny from The Very Best of Battle Legs Volume 1. Then came Beatnik Turtle with a very new version of Finnegan's Wake that I've not heard before. It's really cool. It's from their album Shamrock. Then came Doug Folkins with Park the Car from Another Last Call. And then came Patty's Pig with Henry Me Son from Maple and Wire. If you enjoy this podcast, then please rate the show on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher, then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20, because you can vote once for each episode, and it'll help me create next year's best Celtic music of 2016. So go cast your vote. This is super important. Voting is always important. Take the general elections that are coming. Vote. All right. I almost forgot, and I should never forget, but each week 151 people pledge $1 or more per episode to help pay for the production of this podcast. And when we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode of the podcast. Next week, you're going to get 2 hours of Canadian Celtic music. That's going to be on April 7th. So go, if you'd like to get it early, you can become a patron of the podcast. I want to send out a special thanks to our newest patrons, James and John. Thanks so much. We're going to finish up this show and go back to the traditional. This is Mick Floozies with Slides from One Night in Dublin. I hope you had a great time and had some fun today. I know I did. And I will talk to you later. Sláinte. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Dunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.